what a unique day. It was the kind of the next phase of things. So putting on pads, we don't go crazy. We have a real style about how we want to practice. So I thought, you know, the intensity was good. It was a little sloppy early on. And then we kind of treat the, we take a break in the middle and go in the cool ice almost like halftime. And we came back out, and I thought we really finished in a much better fashion. So if we're going to be a really good finishing team, it's got to be moments like that where even there's parts of practice that don't go as well as we'd have liked. But I love the way they came back to compete and finish. And really, that's the style and the attitude we're trying to develop. And we got a long way to go. But I thought for the mindset of the fellas, learning how to practice really hard against one another to make each other push themselves to see how good we can get, it was a great first start for that. Open that and open it up for some questions to get started.
Coach, the one-on-one blocking drills, how'd they go? It looked like there was a lot of interest in those drills.
Yeah, and that's the first time, you know, to get some individual matchups. And the real thing that we want to establish on both sides of the line, whether it's offensive lineman or defensive lineman, in that one, we'll talk about both of them, the finish, you know, like, and how fast the ball comes up. And then we've been waiting like crazy to exceed the wide receivers and the DBs. So those kind of matchups, that's where we make each other. And if we can cover who, we can go against Dez. And the battles that go on each day, day in, day out, year after year, that's where that respect comes. And so it was awesome to start that part of the process.
And the decision to go with Pat just in the on the third day of practice, talk about that.
Yeah, and that's really, that mandate also comes from the league. So okay. The first 2 days is almost like what we would call like a phase three, and it's an acclimation process to get started. And so I thought learning how to practice, you know, together really hard, as fast as we can, and safely, that's the real challenge. And because you want to go for it so hard, and but doing within the guidelines where, for us, rule number one's in effect and protecting your team, in that case, protect your teammate.
What'd you see with Vic going against Jake Matthews?
You know, it was one of the matchups I just couldn't wait to see, you know, because Jake wasn't able to participate. So I see that going, you know, I got you this one, you got me that one, I got you this one, and that's how you get better. And so the great thing about those two, the competitive part, okay, you got me that one, I'm coming back for the next play. So, yeah, I think that one we'll be watching for a long time.
What about just the pass rush in general, what you saw in pads? You know, because that's important.
Yeah, for sure it is. You know, we had a third down period at the end, and that's the kind of the time now where we can see who has the featured stuff with pads and how to do it. So I thought it was a good first start at it. We're trying to throw as many people in there as rushers as we can to see which unique combinations work best together. Sometimes these guys as a right tackle or right end or left end and left tackle may work together. So long process ahead for that, but that's where we're starting.
When you put the defense in Seattle, Gus, there was a lot of talk that it was built from the back to the front. Any idea how this one will be constructed? Same way, differently? Do you know yet?
I think it's really just the principles, you know, that have come to mind first, and it's going to start with the way we tackle, you know. So number one, can we be a really good tackling team? We're a leverage-based tackling team. So when I'm keeping my leverage, I got a side, another guy's got a side. We make lots of two-man tackles. And I think really how hard we can go after the ball. And that's the real emphasis. I think that's when we'll get really good, the fastest, the way we attack it and how hard we go after it. So when you see us going after it in practice or getting a pick, and I thought the offense did a terrific job today, zero turnovers of practice. And that kind of regard for the ball, it wasn't like the defense wasn't trying to go after it. But that type of a commitment from the offense, making it really hard for the defense, both sides really get better.
With the pads on, Coach, does that separate the men from the boys? And do you wish you had more opportunities to put these guys in pads?
Not necessarily. I think at this point, we're trying to establish how fast we want to practice. And the pads are a significant part of that, because that's how we play. So in the offseason, it's the training, the learning. Now there's a whole other step with it for the physicality. The one nice part about it is you do now get to see some of the toughness that we want to see. And a number of guys today, both sides, you know, the ball displayed that. So it's an important, really important part of what we do, because we are going to try to out-hit people. But we, like I said earlier, learning how to practice against one another, that's the real key.
Coach, have you implemented any of the tackling techniques you guys use in Seattle, and will you?
Yes, we certainly do. That's a big part of what we do, and almost an everyday process of tackling and promoting the takeaways. Those two things hand in hand are like part of our fundamentals, where it's just the core of what we do. So, yeah, that's actually an everyday thing.
Seems like Adrian Claiborne had a good day. What would you like to do?
I think it's the initial quickness, you know, and as an inside guy, and a lot of people know AC, he's played so much defensive end, and now sometimes when a defensive end moves inside to play tackle, that's where the quickness shows up. So to me, it's that initial quickness, beating a guy to the punch. And sometimes when you put a, he may be smaller, but he has that type of explosiveness inside, it's a really unique combination. I think he has that. So I can't wait to see him develop inside. It's new for him, but he's totally going for it.
But Moore really talked about how you treated just to go fly after somebody. If you make a mistake, make it aggressive and just knock the, you know, out of them. And just what's that been like, and how the guys reacted to that?
I think when we talk about like playing fast and playing physical, so playing fast, is where, like, up top mentally, I don't have so many things going on where I can get jammed up or I overthink. And that's true for all of us. When we're really clear-minded about how we're going to approach things, we're able to play really fast. So I don't know if I'm hoping that, you know, it won't look like we have faster players, but we can play faster based on, I know exactly what to do. Here's how I'm going to play it, or I'm not overthinking it. So that's the balance of the coaches, to say what's too much, when do we back off. And in training camp, you want to keep going on the install. So there's some mistakes out there for sure where in a normal game plan there would be less calls.
What kind of response are you getting from Kyle with his progress with
you know, I think those two have really, you know, forged a bond. And I think that's an important one, you know, for the play caller and for the quarterback, for these two to be connected. And I walked by today, I really like this, and then we can add that. So you can see, like, how fast Matt's mind's spinning. You know, I like that one, and we can do this, you know. So it's like he's at, you know, he's certainly not an English 101. You know, he's teaching the master's course at this point. And that's how his brain works, and what a competitor for he is. He's just always trying to, you know, and we can do this. And so that's what I love about Matt.
It's important that guys were trying to be physical and playing clean. They weren't trying to do anything extra to try to impress you guys.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like, two things we'll say, you know, don't make stuff up, you know, where it's like, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try something different here. It's like, oh, man, let's do what we do. And that's kind of a nice, calming way to say this is how we're going to play and this is how we're going to deal with it. But don't go against somebody else and let's try something different, man. We got a real style about how we want to play, and let's not make stuff up as we're going.
What's your early thoughts on William Moore?
You know, I thought just that I didn't look, you know, inhibited in any way. And certainly the speed, he's lighter in weight, and that was, you know, by design. And I thought he's really come in with a clear mind. And, you know, for the first practice yesterday, there were some plays that really showed up to me that I pointed out to him. I thought that's the style. That's what I'm looking for.
What have you seen out of Jake at the tight end so far?
I think just main thing, he's got such unique stuff. He knows exactly where to get to, where's the leverage, where to turn. And I think that trust is, you know, certainly developing with him, Matt. But also, like, great teammate. What do you need? I'm there. Special teams, this. Like, more of those guys where it's just I'm totally for one another. You know, Jacob really shows that.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Justin Durant.
Look at the guy breaking the rules. I love it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. No, it was by design today just to hold him some. Yeah.
Okay.
So he was going to go out and do some individual stuff, and then we'll kind of monitor some guys at times when we need to.